Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check.
Positivity is all we need. Together we will
self-confidence, why do we look at it as a bad thing? And also, there's instances where the images that we see take things way too far. So that's what we're going to discuss today. We got Doug Love on the line back from his hard-working hiatus. So, Doug, can you hear me right now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. So we are ready to roll. We got the full squad back. Remember, it's summertime. We are bringing the heat, and the heat is bringing out a lot of things, a lot of different things we see throughout the day and throughout the night and going into the weekend. Now, you see a lot of people wearing different types of clothing, you know, wearing less, you know, the outfits are coming out, and a lot of people have been working really hard to try to get to that level, you know, of where they want to be. So it's like you got all these people that are trying to work hard, and people have this image about themselves that may not be exactly where it should be. You know, people see themselves in the mirror and they see something completely different than what a lot of people, what most people can see. But then you have, this topic came about because people have been, the big topic of the past week has been the fashion awards that happened in New York.
Oh, yeah, Rihanna?
And Robin Fenty, she came out there with a certain outfit that she was winning the award. And she was winning the award, and she came out with an outfit that basically said, hey, I'm winning the award because of me, not because of the clothing. And people just flipped out on that. So, Doug, tell me what you think about that outfit.
I loved it. Point blank, I loved it. Hands off to Rihanna.
Exactly.
I give her applause for it. Good. Because people don't like her. People don't like her. That's the only reason. But a lot of women wish they could be her and do that. So they're mad.
See, the thing is, I got into a conversation with a couple females on this here talking about she wasn't showing respect. She wasn't respecting her body. She wasn't respecting her figure. She was, you know, she was just putting everything out there. But the thing is, what I read the opposite of that. I thought she was actually respecting her body by saying that this is me. I'm not winning a fashion icon award and all these different award shows because of the outfits that I'm wearing. I'm winning it because how I exude that confidence in those outfits. So,
yeah,
I applaud that.
Because was she supposed to be wearing a nun's dress all day, every day? No, you're young. Flaunt, when you got it, flaunt it. Because once it starts to sag and get wrinkled, it's a wrap. It's gone. It don't matter. You're done.
Now that brings up an interesting point, because you have those who don't have the figure that maybe Rihanna has, but they still feel like, hey, I'm going to show my confidence, and I'm going to show, you know, what I have to the world.
You can
now,
show it,
now
but,
when it comes
but,
down to
but
that.
It all depends, because my thing is I'm not sorry for some people, I'll put it like this. Me, hey, well, this ain't about me, but hey, if you get offended, you get offended. Oh, well, you chose to get that. You chose to be offended, but you chose the spirit of offense. But if you are looking like Precious and you wearing the same outfit, you need to get hit with a baseball bat. I'm sorry. What are you doing? You can be confident, but don't
do it
like
mind,
that.
Man. I was about to say it. I was about to ask that question, man. You read my mind. If Gabby Sidibe went to the Fashion Awards show wearing the same outfit that Rihanna was wearing, she wore it with confidence, you know, imagine what the conversation would definitely be like.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. If you a little big or worse for wear, don't do it. That's like me walking around. I mean, I'm a little out of shape. I ain't going to lie. I didn't have time for the gym. I'm putting in 70-hour work week straight up, you know, doing what I do. No, y'all can't know my profession right now. I'm not going to let it out. But, you know, it is paying me well. But anyway.
I'm putting in that work,
know,
right?
But anyway. You know, I'm not going to be walking around like D'Angelo in Untitled. How does it feel? You know, I'm not going to be like Trey Songz and just take my shirt off every time I go outside. No, you know, but when I get back in the gym, I get my swole back on and all that. Then, well, maybe, but you know, you can still be confident, but you got to go overdo it.
So the thing is, right, from a dude's perspective, people look at, you know, like Rick Ross, look at CeeLo, they always got their shirts off and saying, hey, shoot, this is how I look, this is me. I got that confidence, I got that swag, that I'm just going to go out there and do my thing. And
I still
people
don't
respect
see
that
it.
With a man. People respect, but people respect that when a man does it. You know what I'm saying? When Rose goes out there and he's like, you know, and for me, you know I got it. And, you know, he's out there, you know, belly rolling over everything. People respect that. If a female if that was Nikki, Nikki would have a problem. Like, Summer Jam.
She could do it.
Summer Jam, people gave her an issue with that.
I wouldn't.
Yeah,
I wouldn't get
that's
it.
Another topic
I wouldn't
that happened
get it. I wouldn't at get
some,
it.
At Summer
I'm
Jam, she had a mesh shirt on and, you know, basically everything but, you know, but a couple stars. And when stars were placed where the stars need to be placed, and that's pretty much all she went out with at Summer Jam this year.
She needed
and,
no stars,
and
no pasties.
yeah, she just had she was rocking the stars, and that was it. So people looked at that at Summer Jam saying, okay, she's trying to one-up Rihanna.
Nah, but if you think about it, she's always done that. She's had pasties on before. But I don't care. Like what you do is what you do. My thing is, if you're gonna do it, make sure it's tasteful. But for a guy, I mean, like that's like if Jay-Z took his shirt off and everything like that, would you? Would people mind? Hell yeah, they would. They would.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's about a self image thing. It is.
And if Big was alive,
what the fuck?
Big was alive. Would you want him to take his shirt off? Would you want him to take Big? Would you want Big to take his shirt off? No, people wouldn't. But they would want Pac to take his shirt off because Pac always had his shirt off.
And that's where it comes to confidence on another level. Big knew he was over 400 pounds. He would rock a full suit, 3-piece suit with the hat and the cane, and people looked at that as style and class. Pac, he went up there with, you know, with the jeans and, you know, and no shirt, and people looked at that as exuding confidence as well. And that's what it's about, you know, flaunting it in different ways, flaunting it in different measures. But the thing is, my question is it a bad thing if someone, you know, if someone is like Rihanna, she's not afraid to show her body, she's not afraid to, you know, say, hey, this is me, this is who I am. Is it bad for society or for people to act like, you know, this is shameful to, you know, to just, you know, do what you do?
Yes, because the people getting on are women or other women. Because I'm sorry, I'll put you like this. there is no camaraderie and there is no loyalty between women, amongst women, very little. They will stab each other in the back in a heartbeat. So I'm not surprised that they're talking about it. There's no loyalty between women. If you get mad, oh well, I don't care. There's no loyalty between women. And if you want to argue about it, my Instagram is DOFRESH. Drop me a line. We can go. I don't care.
Hit it up.
I sound like Charlamagne.
You want to hear about this?
I sound like Charlamagne, but I don't care. There's no loyalty between women. Men have loyalty between us. There's loyalty between us because men support each other, other men. Women don't support other women. And you know it's true. If you get mad, you know you can't say nothing. You know it's true. And you want to know it? Just the radio show. So I can say whatever I want.
Exactly. Hey, if you have a problem with what Doug is saying right now, call us 347-850-1228. Hit us up. We want to find out what's going on. We're going to continue this because we're bringing the heat in June, and that's what we're talking about. We want this discussion to go on because people, you know, this time of year, people are getting different ideas of what they want to do, what they want to see. People are eating, drinking, taking drugs to get the body that a Nicki has or a Rihanna has, and they're trying to get this image. But when they see this image, they're like, oh, man, shoot, why are they doing this? This is so shameful. Lack of respect they have for themselves and all this type of stuff. So what I say, be proud of what your figure is and what you want to display. If you're a person that wants to display, you know, conservative casual, then that's fine. Conservative casual is good. If you're a person that's more wilder or more loose or more free with your style, then do that. Now, here's another example that a lot of people got to have a problem with. Erica Campbell. Don't know who Erica Campbell is? She's one part of Mary Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Her outfit that she wore on her solo album, form-fitting, you know, below the knee, but a very form-fitting dress. And she worked hard for that, you know, to get that figure that she did. After she had her child, she worked hard. She hit the gym. She was working out in between taking care of her other children, and she did her thing. And she wanted to showcase that on her album cover. A lot of people, especially in the church, said that's disrespectful and that's not of God to wear an outfit like that on an album cover.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that particular outfit?
Well, she's thicker than a snicker. I will have to say that. You can't. In the Bible, doesn't say you can't wear form-fitting clothes. No, it doesn't.
Exactly.
It doesn't say in the Bible. I don't go by it. People see those same people that's where the church get a bad rap at, because that's where the church gets a bad rap, because all the judgmental people. But that's for another show, later topic. But
definitely another show. But I definitely agree with you there. A lot of the self image things for the society was built on the conservative. You know, the women have to wear stuff below the knee and have to wear stuff, you know, have to wear, you know, certain things to, you know, to show that they are, you know, that they're at that level. But if a person says, hey, this is me, this is what I want to do, this is my style, and Mary have always been about that, they've always worn form-fitting stuff, they've always worn stuff that might not be accepted in some churches, but they're saying, hey, this is me, this, you know, I got curves, they're going to show.
The thing is, if you do it tastefully, it's not bad. Because what are you supposed to wear, loose, baggy stuff? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to wear stuff covered head to toe. If somebody can only see your eyes, no offense, don't want to get anybody, the Jewish people mad. I mean, I'm sorry, Muslim people mad. No Muslim, sorry.
Oh, we're bringing the heat. We bring the heat.
And why can't you show off who you are? You know, you're not, like, because I'll put you like this. And back in when God first created the earth, back before we knew, people knew of sin, back before Adam and Eve ate off the tree of life, guess what? They were naked. Did anybody care?
Exactly.
No.
No. And that's my point. That's the thing that really motivated this particular topic. Why is it that we, in this country especially, have this big issue when it comes down to, you know, females especially showcasing their body? If you go, say, to Brazil, the World Cup is in Brazil next week, and if you go down to Brazil, you go down to any beach in Brazil, you know, the women are, you know, dressed in virtually nothing. They might just have, you know, a thong on, and that's it, because they want a tan. They're out there on the beach. They can walk around. Nobody would bat an eye, you know, nobody from Europe or South America would bat an eye to what they're wearing. But an American will walk on the beach in Rio, like, oh, my goodness, what, you know, she's topless. She's only wearing a thong. You know, what in the world is this, is Rio all about? But every other country looks at it, every other, you know, like the South American, European, African countries, they look at it like, yeah, fine. She's walking around with her, you know, walking around with her family. She has no top on. No big deal.
Well, people are so daggone modest because they act like, I'll put it like this. These women act like they have sex with their clothes on. That's right. What people act like. They do. Like they have sex with their clothes on. I'm sorry. You got to be naked to do it. Well, theory, in theory.
Well, at least certain parts here.
But,
yeah, at least certain parts have to be.
But, you know, what, y'all so modest. But y'all be the main ones prancing around. You're prancing around in them outfits looking horrible. I'm sorry. Cottage cheese hanging out. Cellulite. Just looking bad, looking horrible. But you want to be mad at somebody who's doing it on TV. If you don't like what you see, flip the station, turn it off. That's like people. That's like trying to tell somebody what they shouldn't, what they can and cannot post to their own Facebook, their own Instagram, their own Twitter. That's stupid. That's like trying to tell me what I should and should not post. If you don't like it, unfollow me, unfriend me, get the hell out, kick rocks, fall into a black hole. Float in space and explode. I could care less. What I post is what I post.
This is Love Talk right here. Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment. We're bringing it today. Like I said last week, we're bringing this from a whole nother level right now. The fire is coming. You know, we're a little more comfortable. We're trying to get into the flow. So this is the level that we're going to try to bring it. If you want to talk about, if you want to ask questions, if you have comments on what we're saying, let us know. We really want to hear it because we want to find out what your perspective is. We're coming from a different angle than a lot of these shows. This isn't Steve Harvey. We're not talking about no act like a woman, think like a man. So we're hitting this hard. We're bringing the heat on this. So now
exactly.
We're going to break down. We have some time right now. We're going
to
break down what you should do. Exactly. Yes. We're going to break this down now. So we're going to go from the different levels when it comes down to women's body, women's image, and how they should, you know, and what there's the do's and don'ts. Let's start with the super skinny. You know, the six figures, the poles.
Well, the poles don't wear anything. I mean, I can't say don't wear anything too form-fitting, but don't wear no short shorts because for you guys...
Thank you.
For a lot of y'all, it looks like y'all been smacked, been getting spankers with textbooks your whole lives. You ain't got no butts. I'm sorry. No, all right.
Thank you.
It looks like y'all been getting...
Rule number one for the summer.
...with textbooks.
Rule number one for the summer, exactly. No booty shorts, no super short shorts. Do something that accentuates different parts of your body. If you have a nice face, something like that, wear something that accentuates that. Bring a top that kind of brings out, you know, something about your upper half, because the bottom
or
half obviously is not going to happen because you're all legs.
No chest.
So
no chest. If
exactly.
You ain't got a chest,
so now
don't do it.
Yeah, if you don't have a chest, don't do it.
It is what
it is. Next stop
gun drops.
Exactly.
If you got,
so
if
the
you
second
got ugly
level,
feet, keep them in. If you got ugly feet, keep it in. Don't let it out.
Even
the, don't reach the claws.
Yeah, don't do it.
I'm sorry. If your feet are ashy, Wear some socks or shoes. Don't let your feet out if they're ashy. Come on. If they look like they've been blown up by grenades and ran over by Mack trucks, just leave them in.
Exactly. Now you got level number two. Level number two, I call it flat top, big stack. You know, the ones that kind of a little small up top, but got a stack on the bottom. what's the do's and don'ts for them?
Well, for them, bottom half, don't, wherever you wear, you're going to have guys going crazy. So if you wear them yoga pants, it's a wrap. But at the top, don't wear anything that's gone. Like, just wear regular shirts. Make sure that they don't, you know, for your gumdrops, just don't wear anything that's really going to, like, make you look like you have nothing. Just wear something that's going to, you know, perk them up. And for the bottom half, I can't really say nothing. Just make sure it's...
The thing is with these women... Yeah, with these women here, they got a little thing because they're a little shorter. Most of the women that fit in this number two category, they're a little shorter, so they have the more the blessings on the bottom. So that way, you want to accentuate different aspects of your stronger parts. You know, your hips, your thighs. You know, typically a lot of times with the flat top fat section, they have a very plush but firm midsection. Accentuate that from the midsection down. You know, you got a lot that you can accentuate. So if you're that person that's trying to bring the heat, find those different things that accentuate those positive points that you know that you feel confident in. And then most of these women, they feel confident in the thighs and the legs, and mostly dancers or things like that. So that's a big thing. Now, the third group is the ones that you know I call the summer wear because they got some on top, they got some on the bottom, you know, they got some on the face, they got some on the thighs, you know, those are the summer girls. So summer girls, they got a little more flexibility because those are the ones that can kind of get away with anything, you know, the summer girls.
Well, for them, make sure they wear something to show that face off, that good smile. But at the bottom, don't. Wear some nice jeans. Don't wear jeans that make it look saggy in the back. That's not cool. Don't wear if you wear a dress, wear something nice. Sundress is cool. Maxi dresses, I like them. But don't just wear those. Skirts are cool, you know. I like girls who dress up in business wear, you know. Like a real professional, I like that. Yoga pants are cool, but don't wear them all the time.
Exactly.
But, you know...
That's the problem with the summer girls. The summer girls, they feel like they can wear... They got a little balance. They can wear everything like... That's like a Megan Good type figure. You know, that's a summer girl. You got to find stuff that brings that full... You know, that balance of everything. A little conservative, a little sexy, a little fun, a little flirty. But bring that balance on all levels. Fourth level is that first half blessing, I call it. You know, you got a lot up top. You know, a lot of blessings up top, but down bottom.
Pancakes on the bottom. You got them pancakes.
Exactly. IHOP, exactly. So what's the do's and don'ts for the first half blessings?
Well, don't wear no yoga pants because we all know that's a lie. Make everything back there look good when you take it off. Like I said, it looks like you've been getting spanked with textbooks, frying pans. Looks like you've been rammed in the booty with a Mack truck. It's horrible. Tragic damage. Don't wear those. Like wear some dresses, you know, some to accentuate the sides, you know. But if you ain't got no booty, don't wear nothing to really make you look like you got a booty. Just go with what you gotta go with. But up top, wear something nice, something to not flaunt off your top, but not just expose it. It's not a nice way to flaunt it, you know. And if you're a booger face,
exactly.
Hey,
and if
hey, do everything you can because if you ugly, hey, I don't know.
a lot of times with them, especially when it comes down to swimsuits. Wear that one piece that kind of, you know, has a little plunge in the neckline. You know, give a little bit of Cleveland, you know, see how Cleveland's rocking, you know. So you can do that. Get a little bit of that neckline, but the thing is you got to make sure that is accentuating more at the top and not and taking the attention off the bottom, because if you have everything, you know, working up top and you're trying to bring that bottom in as well, then that's not the way to move, because you know you can't handle, you know, anything on the bottom. So that's level four. And then level five, total blessings. That guy's a little bit, got a good amount of top, good amount in the middle, good amount on the bottom. I mean, a little, they got a lot of blessings all around. What are the do's and don'ts for these here? Now, do number one, is do not wear a two-piece if you got the total blessings. Do not wear the two-piece. You'll wind up looking like Rasputia on Norbit. You don't want that. You got to make sure you find the right swimsuit for you if you're going out there and you got the total blessings.
Yeah, that, and stop with the yoga pants, because it will make it look like you got shaved right back there and make it look bunch of bag of potatoes.
That's Walmart on a Wednesday night. We don't want that.
Yeah, that you look like a broken down old stripper. It's not cool. Top wise, make sure it's nice, but make sure it's not like just showing your stomach off. Make sure it's like nice fitting, but it's not too daggone short, and it's not too daggone form fitting. You know,
A lot of times these are the women that have the most confidence. And they have that confidence. They say, shoot, I'm big, I'm beautiful, I'm going at it. Yes, that's good to have that confidence, but you also want to make sure that you're at the right level of what you're trying to do.
Yeah. Because if you're walking around looking like a vase, not one of the proportionate ones, but the ones with that is all rounded in the middle. And then, you know, Like one of those rounded in the middle ones. Don't do it. Because you're walking around looking like cottage cheese and everything that's wrong. Don't do it. Because no, you're not a brick house. You just, I don't know what you are. You need to get hit with a Buick.
Yeah, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. We're going to go a little bit in overtime with this. I hope everybody's enjoying this particular topic. This is a fun topic here. We're just talking about self-esteem. We're talking about the do's and don'ts, depending on your body figure. We're talking about that level that people, if you got it, you have that confidence, don't be afraid to flaunt what you have. Do it in a certain way. Now there's a lot of people that are fighting, you know, those who do flaunt it, but it's about making sure that you're confident in your body and you're doing, and you're confident in showing what you're trying to do. So definitely appreciate everybody that's listening to this. We got a minute left in the regular half hour. We're gonna go a few minutes over, but yeah, we're having fun with this. So like I said, if you got anything you want to say to us, believe me, I'm gonna put some quotes and some transcripts on my Facebook. So there's going to be some quotes and transcripts on this here. I want to hear some conversations on tonight's show, because we're bringing the heat each and every week. We're talking about if you got it, flaunt it. We're going to talk about relationship heat. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, because it's summertime. There's a lot of fire coming. So Doug and I, we got some things we want to talk about. So we want to hear from you. We want to hear some ideas. There's no case of the X this week, because we felt that we needed some time to talk about this here. So real quick, Rod's TV show this Sunday is going to be just on the big topics of the week. A lot of big topics, too much to break down into one 30-minute session, so we're just going to run into that there. So we're in the overtime right now. So in the overtime, and this is the Rod's TV show, Blog Talk Radio, blogtalk.com. Doug and I here, we're trying to break down a lot of things. So another thing when it comes down to self-image, if you got it, that's been in the news, the President of the United States. The President of the United States was working out in Poland, and they've been giving the President a hard time about how he was working out. And a lot of dudes, they feel like, okay, you know, we got to work out, we got to look hard in order to be hard. And well, I want to hear what your thoughts on this, Doug, as far as what you saw with the President was doing out in Poland.
I think people are tripping. They're stupid. They need to get a life. Like, come on. Why, how are you going to comment on how somebody works out? Does it matter? No, it doesn't. He's working out. He's getting fit. What some of y'all should be doing instead of watching him. Yeah, a lot of y'all would go to the gym, but you want somebody to work out for you and then get the results. Yeah. You know, lazy. Me, I go to, like I said, I go to the gym, but hell, I'm putting in 70-hour weeks up to 70 hours. So, shoot, you know where I'm at. I've been working the last 8 days. Workout, gym? Nah, man, I need to sleep. You hear it in my voice. Yeah, I'm tired. But y'all tripping. Let Obama work out the way he works out. Like, for real. At least he's getting fit. You know? At least he's doing what he
got
to do.
Yeah, the big thing with that, he has time. You know, he doesn't have time. I mean, this is the president of the United States of America. He's out there in Poland right now. Warsaw, he was in Warsaw, Poland, trying to lift some weights and trying to flex. Now, what gets me, and what gets me heated, is when women try to define how the man, you know, is by the way he works out. Like, okay, if I'm doing light weights right now, doing some cardio, just doing some workout building, I might not be pushing the heavy weights. I might be benching 500 pounds, but at least I'm trying to get in shape. Why are you acting like, oh, shoot, that dude's soft because he's doing low weights instead of, you know, the big dude's benching. You know,
Y'all
got it backwards. So y'all got it backwards. Yeah. The dudes that are benching those 500 pounds, 600, 700 pounds, probably taking some things to get to the 500, 600, 700 pounds. So he might have a lot of biceps, a lot of muscles, but shoot, you're going to be missing out a lot of other aspects. Don't be fooled by the masses that you see up top. that's yeah. Word number one when it comes down to representing the men out there in summertime.
Yeah, because what gets on my nerves is how women try to define how a man should be. You're not a man. How are you going to define what a man should be? You have a definition of what you want your man to be like, but how are you going to define what a man should be and could be like? Then you want to get mad when men do it to you. No. Don't get mad. Because, I'm sorry, only women can make you feel wrong for doing something right. Because that's like a millionaire. That's like a millionaire pretending he has no money just so he can meet somebody that's not looking for what he does, but for looking for who he is. And then when he reveals to her he has money, only woman will get mad at that. You lied to me. You're missing the point. A man would be like, okay, I don't care. I'm cool with it. But a woman, you lied to me. Oh, my gosh. Y'all are missing the point. But here's the thing. That's why 75 to 80% of y'all always end up with the wrong person.
The wrong guy.
Yep. I don't want to go for a guy that has all the women around him, blah, 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 blah. But y'all go for that guy. I want to go for a guy, you know, that's just a good all the women that does all this, that does all that. But you still pick the wrong guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't want to hear it. Stop complaining.
Exactly. Y'all got to recognize the real.
Y'all the ones who pick the guys, but still get it wrong. That's like having an open book test and failing. So y'all have an open book test and y'all fail. Dang. I know that burns.
Yeah,
oh, well. Let it burn.
The heat is coming. That's what we're going to talk about in the future episodes this month. So like I said, if you got something you want to say to us, you can tweet me at RC44, inbox me at Facebook, Rodney Stevenson. Of course, this show is sponsored by Tranquil Mind by Rod. You can go on to TQMindByRod.gr8.com. You can go on to Facebook.TQMindByRod. You know, let us know what you feel about this. And also, like I said, this is Love Talk. We're just trying to do a lot of things here to bring the heat and to bring better relationships. So Doug, tell them where they can reach you at.
You can reach me on my Twitter and my Instagram at DOFRESH. If you have iMessage, you can iMessage me at DOFRESH at AOL.com. No, you're not getting my real number. I have two phones. No, you're not. I'm not giving either one out. Not the numbers. But that's when you can reach me. You feel some type of way, go ahead. You feel on Froggy Leap, we can talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we're going to release some transcripts on this, man.
Well,
transcripts are coming on this
well.
Here. We want to make sure.
You get mad? Oh, well, tough. That means I caught a nerve. That means I'm right. It's okay to hate me.
Exactly.
But
so
you'll love me soon enough. That's all that means. Either you love me or you hate me. And
hey,
if you hate me, that means you're going to love me sooner or later. It's going to happen.
Believe me, all we're trying to do, we're trying to make y'all understand what's going on. So that's what it's all about, man. So once again, Blog Talk Radio, blogtalk.com. We went to overtime this week, but that's okay. We're going to come bigger and better next week. Same time, remember once again, Rise TV show this Sunday, 11 o'clock, big topics. We're not going to break it down into one simple topic. We're going to talk about a lot of different things, politics, social. We're going to talk about Felicia Rudd. We're going to talk about Donald Sterling and everything that happened with that. We're going to talk about Obama. We're going to talk about, you know, the upcoming elections. And we're going to talk about, of course, Maya Angelou as well. So we're going to hit on a lot of different topics. So definitely look forward to that. So until next time, this is Blog Talk Radio, Toilet Productions, Toilet Entertainment, and we'll talk next week.